सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
We are studying chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Abhyam. This knowledge, this imperishable knowledge of Veda, first I gave to Surya Devata Vivasvan. Lord is saying, first I gave it to Surya Devata. Then Surya Devata gave it to Manu and Manu gave it to Ikshvaku. In this way, Guru Shishya Parampara continued. This evam parampara praptim evam raja reshyo vidu sa kalena mahata yogo nashta parantapa. But this parampara broke because of the lapse of time or some reasons, other reasons which we have already discussed. And the Raj Rishi, the royal sages, used to practice this knowledge. Practice this knowledge of Veda. What is the subject matter of Veda? Two subject matter. One is Brahma, another is Dharma. And Bhagwan has already given this knowledge of Brahma and Dharma in chapter 2 and chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. About the Sankhya Yoga, already given in chapter 2, and the Karma Yoga in chapter 3. What is Dharma? Dharma is Pravritti Mark and Nibritti Mark. Pravritti Mark, Karma Yoga. Nibritti Mark, Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. So Lord has already given Pravritti Mark Dharma, already given the knowledge of Brahman in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. But that knowledge, which was supposed to come in Guru Shishya Parampara, because of the lapse of long time, it got lost. Saivayam mayate yadya yoga prokta puratana, the same puratan, the same ancient knowledge of Veda, which I gave to Surya Bhagavan, O Arjun, today I have already given you in chapter 2 and chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Why? Bhaktosi cha sakhameti cheti. You are my devotee and you are my sakha, you are my friend. Iti rahasyam hi etad uttamam. So this is supreme secret. Unless somebody tells, we will not come to know about this thing. Then immediately a question came into the mind of Arjun. Aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasata. Bhagwan, you are born later. Surya Devata was born long, long time back at the beginning of the creation. Katham etad vijaniyam tamado proktavaniti. How to understand that you taught this knowledge in beginning to Surya Devata? There was no doubt in the mind of Arjun, but this question is for our satisfaction, intellectual satisfaction. Arjun, by asking this question, how to understand Bhagavan, you taught this question to Surya Devata, the real implication is that, Bhagavan, I know you have not given this knowledge in this body. And if you say you have given in another body, if that be so, how come you remember it? Now you are claiming I have given. That means you remember, but I don't remember. I don't remember about any of my previous birth. Second, Surya Devta is a Devta. If you have taught this knowledge to Surya Devta, definitely you are superior to Surya Devta, then tell me, who are you? Tell me, who are you? Are you Parameshwar? Tell me. If you are Parameshwar, if you are infinite, then how you took a finite form? That also you tell me. How you became from infinite to finite, please tell me this also. This is the real import of this question. Katham etam bijani. It seems so simple. Kaise pata lage how you gave this knowledge in the beginning of the creation? Bhagwan says, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna tani aham veda sarvani natvam veda parantapa. How I remember. Answer. Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna. I have taken many, many births. Arjun, you also have taken many births. Tani aham veda sarvani. I know all. I know all of them. But you don't. Why, Bhagwan? Because I am Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta Bhagwan. And Bhagwan means one who has got the six constituents of six characteristics. And one of the characteristics is that I know Vidya, all knowledge. And that knowledge is not limited. Immeasurable knowledge. Abadhitam. But your knowledge, Arjun, is badhitam. It is limited. But my knowledge is not limited. Acha. Understood, Bhagwan. Next, then he says, who am I? Aja api san abhyatma. Aja, I am unborn. Standing in front of Arjun with a form, he is saying that he is unborn. Aja. Api san atma. And bhutanam ishwaropisan. Who am I? I am the Ishwar of all bhuta. All beings, all devtas also. So I am the Ishwar of Surya Bhagwan also. Unless Bhagwan tells this to us, we will never come to know. Who will tell about Bhagwan? Who will tell about that infinite, which we cannot perceive with our sense organs, organs of perception and mind? Only Bhagwan can tell us who is he. And he is telling, Ajapi, I am unborn. I am imperishable, there is no death for me. And I am Ishwar, I am Lord of every all being. Prakritim swamadhishtaya sambhavami atmaya. And how take I take form from infinite to finite? Arjun, you asked, you meant that, na? Let me tell you, swamadhishtaya, ruling over my own prakriti, ruling over my own maya. It is maya sakti, it is my sakti, ruling over that maya. I come into being by my own maya. Prakriti swamadhishtaya. I come. When do you come, Bhagwan? So avatar, Lord is saying that I incarnate. This is avatarvad. I incarnate. When do you come? Yada, yada. Whenever is required. There is no fixed time. It's not that in Satyuga I will come four times, in Treta three times, Dwapa two times, and Kali Yuga one time. No. Yada, yada. Whenever is required. There is no fixed time of my coming. Yada, yada. Dharmasya glanir bhavati, number one. Dharmasya glani. Glani means when there is a decline of dharma. What is dharma? Pravritti marg, nivritti marg. Pravritti marg, karma yoga. Nivritti marg, sannyas marg, sravan mana nididhyasana. When there is a decline in karma yoga and in sannyas marg. What do you mean by decline in the karma yoga? When the people don't follow karma yoga. When people don't follow karma yoga. other than human beings, everybody is following Karma Yoga. Let me tell you. Whole Prakriti is doing Karma Yoga. Whole Prakriti. All the animals and all birds, they are all governed. They all are doing their duty without expecting any fruit of action. Trees and plants give us fruit without expecting anything from us. Everybody is doing Karma Yoga except human being. Let us analyze. Are we doing Karma Yoga? Ask yourself. No. We are not doing. Shastra says don't do Kamya Karma. Today morning also in Vivek Chudamani Shankaracharya said don't do Kamya Karma. But we all are doing Kamya Karma. Shastra says don't do Nishiddha Karma. We sometimes to fulfill our Kamya Karma of selfish desire, we sometimes take shortcut also. We sometimes do wrong things also. Abhyutthanam adharmasya, when there is a rise in the unrighteousness. Rise in unrighteous means what? Adharma means what? Doing prohibited action is adharma. Ask yourself, are we doing that? Sometimes yes. Adharmasya. Tad atmanam srijamyam. Then I manifest myself. Then I manifest. So when there is a decline in the dharma and rise in adharma, now you know what is dharma, what is adharma, then I come. Then we have already seen in our last class that Bhagwan takes avatar. There are five types of avatar. There is a Purna avatar, there is an Ansa avatar, there is Avesh avatar, then there is Nitya avatar, and the last one is Mad Anugraha avatar. Your teacher is also an avatar. Madanukraha avatar. Nitya avatar. Who are the Nitya avatar? Saints and sages, they are Nitya avatar. They always show you the right path. What you have to do? Follow Bhagavad Gita. Do Karma Yoga. Don't do Nishiddha Karma. Don't do Kamya Karma. They are Nitya avatar. Saints and sages are Nitya avatar. Okay. What is the purpose of your coming, Bhagwan? Can you tell? Bhagwan says, okay.
परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां
विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां
धर्मसंस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां धर्मसंस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे
परित्राणाय फॉर प्रोटेक्शन पर हुज प्रोटेक्शन साधूनां साधूनां डज नॉट मीन हियर सन्यासी साधूनां मीन्स गुड पीपल हु आर प्रैक्टिसिंग और हु आर एक्टिंग इन द वर्ल्ड एज पर शास्त्र. So whosoever is following Shastra is sadhu. Vinashaya cha duskritam. Vinashaya means I destroy whom? All the wicked people. All wicked people. And dharma sansthapanarthaya, for firm establishment of the dharma. Dharma sansthapanarthaya. Sambhavami yuge yuge. I am born. Yuge yuge in all ages. Whenever is required. Yada yada. Whenever required, I will come. When there is a decline in dharma, there is a rise in adharma, I come to protect the sadhu. Who are the sadhu? Who are practicing dharma. And what I do? I destroy asadhu, the wicked people who are not following dharma. And then I establish the dharma. Establish dharma. Okay. So, when the problem is serious, then I come, you know. It's not that a small, petty problem. Then our Nitya Avatar will be able to handle. Nitya Avatar will handle it. When the problem is serious, I come. Like you see, if you want to understand, suppose there is a traffic jam on what is that 294 or 494? It's not the president will come. He will not come. He will not come. Who will do it? He is a Nitya Avatar. Who is Nitya Avatar? Police Devta. Police Devta is there. He will clear the, all the traffic jam or accident or everything. Or he will do it. But if it's something serious, then sometimes the minister or the president or prime minister also, they visit. And it's very serious. Otherwise, ordinary thing, they can take care. Okay. So Lord appears when there is a serious problem of dharma. And when the problem is there, when he comes with his all powers. You know, Bhagavan, I've already told you, he has got six bhaga. He comes with all power. And he is sarvajna, knower of everything. He knows the past, present and future of each jiva. Each jiva, he knows about that. Therefore, understanding the problem, he knows how to tackle this problem, how long I have to stay here, and the purpose, everything he knows very clearly. Just by seeing the problem, oh, achha, this has happened, I have to do this thing. Okay, complete. Because he is sarvajna. Like we are also sarvajna. Suppose there is a pillar is broken somewhere, we are sarvajna, we know what to do. We will have to put another support or repair it or replace it. Something we do it and then, oh, done. Dharma. Dharma, it is not a physical thing. This is dharma, Bhagavad Gita, keep it here, it is dharma. No. Dharma resides in human beings, in the heart of sadhu. Who is a sadhu? Sadhu is a person who is practicing as per Shastra. He is sadhu. He may be a sannyasi also. He can be a grihasthi also. They are also sadhu. So those who are practicing Bhagavad Gita or the instruction of Bhagavan are all sadhu. So protecting dharma means what? Protecting dharma means protecting sadhu. And vinash, destruction of adharma. Adharma also resides in human beings. So if I have to remove it, what I have to do? Kill all those people. Kill all those people who practice adharma. And we see clearly in Bhagavan Ram, Ravan Yuddha, 5 times he was informed, Ravan was informed, returned Sita, and there will not be any yuddha. You can enjoy your kingship and all that. No, indeed. Kaurabs, Bhagavan Krishna himself went and wanted to mediate. But Kaurabs said, no, adharma. Then what happened? Ramji had to kill Ravan. Kill! He gave him opportunity to mend his ways. In the case of Bhagavan Krishna also, he also gave the opportunity to Kaurav to mend their ways. They did not listen. Therefore, all were killed. Vinashaya Duskrita means they all have to be eliminated. Dharma Sansthapana, this is the purpose of Bhagavan. Okay. Sometimes you know what happens, even the good people, they don't even pray to Bhagavan. Bhagavan, come, destroy these wicked people. And we find in the case of Prahlad, he was tortured so many times by his own father, but he never prayed to Lord, please come, help me. No. But without request also he can come. But when Prahlad said, his Lord is there in the pillar also, he can come out. He came, immediately came. So who is sadhu? Paritranaya sadhunam, protecting good people. Sadhu means dharma vartina, dharma margasthap. People dedicated to dharma, people who are following shastra, people who are acting according to the teaching of Bhagavan. They are all dharma vartina. And they follow righteous path uncompromisingly. So sadhu does not mean only sannyasi here. Sannyasi is also following dharma. Other than sannyasi also is following dharma. So they are all sadhus. Okay. Now the question comes, is the Lord partial to sadhu? Is he partial? No, he is not partial. In Ramavatar we find that he gave sufficient time to Ravan. Even one day Ravan got tired. He said, okay, Ravan, you go take rest overnight. Come tomorrow again. He could have killed on that day itself. But gave him time. Okay, jao. Phir vapas aao, kal aa jao. Both sadhu and asadhu are creation or children of Lord. Both sadhu and asadhu are creation or the children of Lord. It is Lord operating himself on himself. Understand this thing. It is Lord operating himself on himself. Like you see, when there is in our body, if we get a fever, the body fights, is it not so? Body fights with asadhu thing, any bacteria coming from outside. Or if the limb or if the wound is not healed, then what they do? Are we not ready to cut our limbs? Cut our gallbladder, nikal do isko, or ampute. If the doctor says gangrene ho gaya hai, what you have to save yourself other limbs, cut it immediately. Same way, Lord is operating himself on himself, yuge yuge, at any time and every time. Whenever his presence is required, he will come. Whenever he's come. Okay, now in the next two slokas, slok number 9 and 10, is the avatar gyanfal, avatar incarnation. If we have got the knowledge of this incarnation, what is the fruit? What will I get for knowing about Bhagwan? The Lord says in slok number 9.
Janma karma chame divyam.
Janma karma chame divyam.
Evam yo veti tattvatah.
Evam yo veti tattvatah.
Tyaktva deham punar janma.
Tyaktva deham punar janma.
Naiti mameti sorjuna.
Naiti mameti sorjuna.
Janma karma chame divyam. Evam yo veti tattvatah. Tyaktva deham punar janma, naiti mameti sorjuna.
Janma karma cha me divyam. Lord says, my janma, my birth and my karma, both are divine, divya. Evam ye veti tattvata. If anybody comes to know about it, tattvataha, tattvata means true light in a sense. Only we have to know the janma and karma of Bhagwan, that's all. What will happen? Tyaktva deha puna janmanaiti. If you come to know while living in this world, in this body, then tyaktva deha, when you die, when you leave this body, puna janmanaiti, you don't get next birth. So what we have to know? Janma karma of Bhagwan. Janma karma of Bhagwan. And both are divine. Both are divine. Mam eti sarjuna, where does he go then? He comes to me. That jiva comes back to me. He is never reborn. So Lord, after explaining that I am ajaya, unborn, I am abhyaya, I am imperishable, I am Ishwar of the whole world, I being infinite, I become finite, by taking the help of my maya, by ruling over my maya, I come to this world and this is not Laukik thing. This is Alaukik. This is Alaukik. Okay. Janma karma chame divyam. O Arjun, standing before you, I am telling you I am not born. I am not born. I have an immeasurable power. You can't imagine unless I tell you I am Bhagavan. I have got immeasurable six things. Unless I tell you, you will never come to know about my power. You may think me as Mahatma, Jivan Mukta Siddha, but my Deha is my Dev, made of the Maya only. But it is Mangalik. It is very auspicious. It's very auspicious. My actions are also Dibya. Why actions are Dibya? Because Bhagavan's actions do not bind Bhagavan. Our actions bind. Bhagavan practice Karma Yoga. We practice. No, you know, we don't practice Karma Yoga. We practice Kamya Karma, which binds. So if we understand the karma of Bhagavan, how karma Bhagavan is doing, and we also start following Bhagavan, if we also do karma yoga, what will happen? Our actions will also not bind us. See, so simple. So simple. Then Bhagavan says, you see, in this body only I showed Vishwaroop. You see, my Dibya karma. I showed Vishwaroop to Yasoda, my mother. In this body only I showed. And this my body is for Lok Anugrah. Lok Anugrah means to show the right path to people. Do this thing. Learn from my Janma. Learn from my karma. Follow me. If you follow me, then what will happen? No punarjanma. You will reach me. Acha. But the one thing Bhagavan has said, tattvataha. You have to know me as tattvataha. What is tattvataha? In essence. In essence, it what? It is Brahma Jiva Aikya or Ishwar Jiva Aikya. You are not different from Brahman. You are not different from Ishwar. You are Brahman. You are Brahman. We have to come up to this understanding. I am Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. We have to come to this understanding and that should be firm. That should be firm. If that understanding happens, then what will happen? No punarjanma. But how this understanding can happen? Bhagavan says, I am telling you in sloka number 10 how you can do it. What is your sadhana? Bhagavan says in sloka number 10.
Bita raga bhaya krodhaha.
Bita raga bhaya krodhaha.
Manmaya mamupasritaha. Manmaya mamupasritaha. Bahavo jnana tapasa.
Bahavo jnana tapasa.
Puta mad bhava magataha.
Puta mad bhava magataha.
Bita raga bhaya krodhaha. Manmaya mamupasritaha. Bahavo jnana tapasa. Putamad bhava magataha.
Bita raga bhaya krodha, number one. Manmaya, number two. Number three, mamupasrita. Bita raga, beat means freed. Rag, attachment. This morning also we were discussing about this attachment in our Vivek Chudamani class. Attachment. Antabahi, anyway. Bhaya, bhaya means fear, growth, anger. So free of attachment, free of fear, and free of anger. Bita raga bhaya krodha. Manmaya, absorbed in me. The whole mind should be in me. Mam upasara, taking refuge in me. Bahava, many people, jnana tapsa, by the fire of that knowledge, puta, they got purified, madbhavam agata, and they attained my being. They reached me. They reached me. Okay. So knowing Dibya, Janma and Karma, we find when Bhagwan Ramji went to Ayodhya, people were attracted to see Ramji. Ramji has come. Dibya, divinity, when the spirituality comes, others get attracted. People used to flock to see Ramji ko dekhna hai. Ramji ko dekhna hai. Or listening to the flute of Lord Krishna, bird will stop chirping. They will go into meditation. Or the gopis will run, leaving all their household work to listen to the flute or where the Lord is there. Manmaya upasrita. Okay. Manmaya, we have to continuously think of Bhagwan. 24 hours. It's not 5 minutes job. 24 hours, 365 days, till death. Continuously. Then what will happen? Effortlessly we can cross sansar. Beat rag. Rag means likes, attachment. Bhaya means fear of getting dislike. Fear of getting dislike. And krodh, when you don't get likes or get dislikes, then the krodh come. What I want, I don't get. Krodh will come. What I don't want, I get it. Again, krodh will come. Jnana tapasa, they are totally devoted to me. For such bhakta, Bhagwan says, dadami buddhi yogam. It is my duty, my responsibility to give you knowledge. What we have to do? Only bhakta. Bhakta means devote your whole time, whole mind in me. Think of me continuously. Madbhava magata, they reach me. Bhava. Bhava means it's not one and two. Many, many people come to me. They attain my being. So if we come to know that Ishwar is my pratyakatma, my own atma is Ishwar or Brahman. Then there is no more punarjanma. So how to know this tattvata? By bhakti yoga we can know to it tattvata. In essence, we can come to know. Mam upasrita means what? Mam upasrita, three things you have to do. Surrender to Lord, number one. Number two, no worry. Lord will take care of it. Don't worry about anything of the world. Lord will take care. And there is no desire. No desire, no kamani, kanchan and kirti. This is mam upasita. Manmaya. Manmaya means mind is full of Lord. Like rasugulla dipped in the syrup, is full of syrup. Full of syrup. Tad vismarane param vyakulta iti Narad Bhakti Sutra. We have studied. If I forget Lord even for 1 second, there is a restless in me. How come I forgot the Lord? Like a fish in your aquarium. Fish is your mind and the water is Bhagwan. So mind, that fish is continuously in water only. Take out that fish for 1 moment out of water. The fish will become restless. That much of absorption of mind in Bhagwan is needed. Manmaya. Bitaraga bhaya krodha. No like, dislikes, no fear, no anger. That means what? They have become Suddha Sattva. They have reached the Suddha. We are all Rajasik and Tamasik. Because of Rajas and Tamas, we have got likes and dislikes and all the actions are happening. For such bhakta, Bhagwan says, I arrange for their knowledge, tattvata, somebody will come and tell you there is no difference between you and Ishwar. There is no difference between Jiva and Brahma. Somebody will come and tell you the Jiva Brahma Aikya or Ishwar Jiva Aikya. That is knowing it tattvatah. Gyan tapsa. Gyan destroys agyan and tapas destroys all sin. Gyan destroys agyan. Vidya destroys avidya. And by tapas you can destroy your sins. Therefore in Bhagavan will say later on. Oh no, we have already seen that. Nahi gyanena sradisyam pavitram hiya vidyate. There is nothing better purifier than the knowledge of self. Nothing greater power. And this also we have seen. Vidyate hridayaganti chidyante sarva sansayaha. Chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Tasmin drishte paravare. When we come to know or experience that tattva, what will happen? Vidyate hridayaganti. Hridayaganti, not of heart or not of ignorance, gone. Katam. Chidyante sarva sansaya, all doubts are gone about the Jeev Jagat Ishwar. We have got many, many doubts about the Jeev Jagat Ishwar. Chiyante chasya karmani, all the karma, sanchit karma, all burnt. They will not fructify when tasmin drishte paravare, when we come to know that tattva. This will happen. So bhakta gets the knowledge of the self or Bhagavan or Ishwar effortlessly. He don't have to do anything. Kuch nahi karna hai. Our job is to do bhakti only. After that is the responsibility of Bhagavan. And the classic example of the present time is the Ramakrishna. He got the knowledge of Advaita all the way Totapuri from the North India came to East India. It is not Ramakrishna went from East India to North India to get the knowledge of Advaita. You are that. Who was the propeller? Who propelled Totapuri from all the way from North India to come to East India? It is not Ramakrishna. He never requested anybody to come and teach me Advaita. He was a Kali Bhakta. It is the responsibility of Bhagwan. Mother Kali arranged for that. Now my this Bhakta must get that there is no difference between me and Kali. Therefore, when Totapuri told him, break the form of Kali, he was hesitated. No. I can't do it. He ran to Mother Kali and said, Nangta is naked. That was, Totapuri was naked. Nangta is saying like this. Should I do it? Mother said, yes, do it. This way they get knowledge. Madbhavagata, they become one with the Lord. This is avatar gyan phal. This is avatar gyan. Knowing about the avatar, in a sense, no punarjanma. Ultimately, we have to come to that. We need knowledge. Without knowledge, it's not going to happen. Through bhakti mark, yes, we can proceed. Definitely proceed. Lord will take care of everything. But we have to do our part. Okay, Bhagwan, you give mukti. Now tell me, when you can give mukti, why don't people do karma yoga? After listening Vedanta for 6 years also, from the day one we are telling about karma yoga, we are not doing karma yoga. Now Bhagwan will say, why people are not doing this? That we'll see in our next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya
पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः।